Yeah. Welcome to 2026, listeners.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
For those that didn't listen to us in 2025, there's time to go back and listen. There's plenty of time. It's the beginning of the year. You know, you've got time. And if you're listening to this later in 2026 and the world has ended, give us a like on Instagram.
Actually, go to MySpace. And yeah.
Go to Black Planet. You know, / I don't even know what this man's Black Planet page was. I'm not even going to try to even announce it, but whatever.
Wait, the Spanish one?
No, our friend right here, Mr.
It's Bubba One.
Bubba One, look at you giving a shout out to his own page, yo. Yeah,
I was lovely 78.
I was married, so I couldn't be on Black Planet.
You were married during Black Planet time?
Yes.
Your MySpace is still up, huh?
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah. The music isn't there anymore. Fuck you, Lisa. You know, I knew the jokes were coming.
I wasn't gonna say anything, but since you brought it up, you know.
So, got New Year and same old bullshit.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Oh, you know.
Yes. Happy New Year, everyone.
If we would have recorded yesterday, we could have, we could have wished the listeners Happy Insurrection Day.
All right.
Yeah,
I forgot it was,
You know what I'm saying? So,
our country, isn't it? We're so ghetto.
Our country is hood as fuck.
Our country is the projects and not the good projects.
Speaking of that, have you guys seen all the memes with Trump like being real ghetto?
Yes.
He's like a thug. He's like dancing to, dances. And
I think I sent y'all the one with him and the Venezuelan president, like crip walking, yo, keep it gangster.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yo, that shit's just wild. So let's just jump right into fucking Venezuela. And but before we actually do that, I wish that FanDuel's or DraftKings would sponsor us, because I'm definitely, willing to put up a three-leg parlay. To go in the middle of America and have motherfuckers point on a map where the fuck Venezuela is. And extra points if you know where Caracas is. I bet you people couldn't find Venezuela on a map.
I now know where Venezuela is, but where I thought it was not where it really is. I thought it was on the other side of the country.
Oh, no. It is on the northern side.
Yeah, right, I did not realize it was... I didn't realize it was Caribbean facing. Or Caribbean adjacent.
And I didn't realize that Aruba was as close to Venezuela as it is. So, shout out to my Venezuelans. You know, it's funny when I saw the news about what happened, I immediately thought of one person, and y'all are going to just shake your head and laugh at me. I thought of Fez from that 70s show. Because he was a Venezuelan. He was Venezuelan. And I was like, that's fucking hilarious. I'm a piece of shit, but it's okay, though. So our president decided, fuck it, and he was just going to, go up. We're abducting heads of state now? That's what we're doing?
I need somebody to kidnap him.
Now, what would have happened if that shit would have happened in America? Whatever country it was, we'd have nuked them.
Yep.
Period. Hard stop. Yeah, I mean, there would have been no ifs, ands, or buts about that shit. But, wow. Just fucking wow. But how the hell does... How does the president of Venezuela get kidnapped by the U.S., brought back to the U.S., and then they put my man in a fucking Nike tracksuit? And why the hell did Nike have the biggest payday they've seen in a long-ass fucking time, yo? Those, I'm telling you, them shits were sold out online. Like, the gray suits, they were sold out. I'm like, bro, that's crazy as fuck, though. Nike got a payday. Shout out to Nike. Because...
the whole situation is just crazy.
Messy. It's messy as fuck, though. It's almost like a bad relationship, and we get to actually watch that shit. Like, you got two friends that you know for a fact, they messy as shit. Their whole relationship is messy. Their life is messy. And you just have to gotta kind of sit back because they drove. So you gotta kind of sit in the car and watch.
You know what it is? It's never mind.
Damn.
I was going to, never mind. But anyways.
Yep. We starting you off editing. I like it. Yeah. Hey, Lisa, picking up where we left off. little inside joke, y'all. A little inside joke. You know.
It's just crazy that this is what we're focusing on. This is where he's choosing to, like, oh, this is what's going to make us great. There are so many other things he could be worried about and focusing on.
I saw, what's her name? She's from CNN, Essie Cupp. She had a reel yesterday that I watched, or from the day before, and she pretty much was like, talking about the whole thing, you know, okay, yep, she has her opinion. But then at the end, she asked a question. The timing of this. We're supposed to be like, oh, the war on drugs, they're bad, the drugs, and then we over here, you know, grabbing fucking fuel ships and whatnot and taking them motherfuckers over and then kidnapping a president. But why did we do it now? Could it be because they released all of those damn Epstein, like, photos and shit? Like, on cusp, remember that was, like, right before New mm-hmm. Year's. That was the big fucking news going into Christmas. And now it's just like, Epstein who? Like, okay. You know, we keeping that shit gangster by... And I'm sorry. Again, taking the president of another country and then putting that motherfucker up in court. Like, bro, there's murderers here in America that don't get put on trial that fucking fast. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, but that's Trump.
Oh, this country.
Yes.
It's ghetto. It's good.
And now he's talking about doing it to Cuba, possibly, or Colombia. Like, he's like, I wouldn't doubt that he does it again.
Yeah, he said Colombia, and the Colombian president was like, yeah, try me. I dig it. I dig that shit.
Yeah, but don't threaten Trump. That's the only thing. He thinks that's a challenge. Like,
well, that's the thing. It's like hold my beer type shit. Because remember when he first, remember during the election, he was talking about taking Greenland?
Right.
And he's, like, he's going back to that.
Yeah. And Denmark is like, suck my dick. Like, you ain't getting that shit.
And then a NATO ally. He's like, I still want him. Like, you can't attack a NATO ally. That destroys the whole concept of NATO.
He don't give a fuck about NATO. Yeah, he's like, I bet. Like, y'all need us. We don't need you, remember? But, which might come back to bite us in the ass one day.
Although they did say the only time NATO ever had to, like, come together to fight was for us after Pearl Harbor.
That's true.
That's the only time they ever had to come together.
But I still find it just absolutely hilarious. Like, yo, just kidnapping motherfucking heads of state. So, okay. So,
if, who would if you kidnap?
Oh, who would I kidnap?
Yeah.
If I could kidnap anybody, oh man. I don't know. I wouldn't kidnap a president. I would be like a superstar or some shit, you know. I kidnap the Rock. I want to hang out with him. That's why. I'd be like, yo, I just want to hang out, bro.
Well, I mean, if we're kidnapping people like that, then I got a list of people I would kidnap. But I would kidnap Donald Trump. And I would torture him. Yeah, I said it.
In your basement?
I said it.
Apartment. No. You can't say that.
I just did. If our president can go to another country and kidnap their president, then I can say whatever I want. Freedom of speech. I said it.
Freedom of speech. Freedom
of speech. Donald Trump.
Freedom of speech.
Sight.
Freedom of speech does not exempt us from freedom of, you know, of consequences.
This is true.
Oh,
I ain't trying to get beat up.
Listen. I already said I will take one for the team. I will go to jail. I will do
it. Come on, what's our disclaimer? Say the thoughts of Lisa do not represent.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The
rest of them. Listen. Yeah. My.
They don't reflect my, the podcast at all.
Yeah, I'm listen, not going to jail.
My, whatever. It's. I
have a following there with
I do not like him. Yeah. I do not like him.
I mean, I'll give Lisa credit. Lisa's standing on business on that shit. She Lisa's is. Like, yo, she's standing on business. Like, fuck out of here. Like, come get it.
Listen, I have already gotten the approval from the people in my life that matter that said that they are okay with that. They will put money on my books and they will visit me when I am in prison.
I mean,
I guess I'll come visit. I don't know about Demont. He got mighty quiet.
I have not said anything different than I've been saying for the past 2 years now. So,
yeah, Lisa says this shit, and to jail you go.
Isn't that the beginning? Isn't that the beginning of If It Isn't Love by New Edition?
I don't know. I don't like Boston. Fuck Boston.
So you didn't listen to New Edition?
Because they were from Boston.
Shut up.
To be 100 with you, I didn't really dig male R&B like back in the day. So, I mean, I respect them, but, you know, any heartbreak was kind of cool. I did want to have two different color shoes. No, them on the scooters, like, you know, the little scooters and shit. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to go to like the Vineyard and just ride scooters and shit because they look cool. That's it. Oh my God, Joe. So yeah, damn, we done covered kidnapping our president, their president, your president. Like shit, hide your wives, hide your husbands. Chris is like, hide your brothers. Hey. No?
No.
Chris?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, Chris, so you recently recently traveled for the holiday, you know. Oh, where'd you go?
I went to Vegas. And to the Grand Canyon.
How was the Grand Canyon?
It was exciting. Very exciting.
Did you look over, like, did you like crawl over to the edge?
No, I wasn't brave enough to do that. There were some crazy folks that didn't follow the rules and got within 5 feet of the edge. But
Lisa, you know, no, you, I wasn't you know why, it. You do know why Chris was excited about the Grand Canyon, right?
You know why?
He loves looking at big holes.
Gaping.
Yeah.
Actually, it would be more like a slit.
Chris would know. Yeah. But allegedly.
Tons of loose rocks around the edges. And, but,
is that a euphemism for something?
No. But no, it's beautiful.
You didn't do like the donkey rides down the.
No.
Chris riding an ass.
Don't they do that?
Yeah, I think it's like an all day thing where you can do something like that. You can
go down one
side and sleep down on the back and come up the other side.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And my boss had done that. I thought it was kind of cool. Is the Grand Canyon where they have the glass, the kind of like overlook where you can like walk on the glass and kind of just like.
Yes, that's what I want.
Did you walk on the glass?
It's called the Sky View. No. Okay. It was like an extra $50 to do that, but I was not doing it. So they had a restaurant also connected to it.
Did your other half do it?
Nope.
Wait, $50?
Yeah, to walk on the little glass bridge.
You out your fucking mind. Right. I'm not paying $50, yo, to like, you know, to tempt death. It's bad enough flying, but you know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ, I'm not fucking with that.
So speaking of flying, and since I'm a, you know, pilot, when I got back home, I went on my flight simulator and I actually flew over that glass bridge so I could actually see what it would look like if I was standing on it and looking straight
for
down.
For our listeners, pilot is in quotes. Air quotes.
Big air quotes.
Pilots.
Gigantic air quotes.
Yes.
No, they're kind of small quotes. They're small.
As Donald Trump would say, you know, huge.
Huge.
You know?
Bigger than China.
That's China. China.
Your next simulator, you can fly over Venezuela and see what's going on over there.
Actually, shot down. How long did it take you to get from Vegas to the Grand Canyon? Like when I wanted to go, but I didn't know how long.
2.5 hour bus trip.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't bad, and that's with a stop at a rest stop.
Now you guys did like a tour, or
yep. Oh, okay. We paid for a tour. It was like $100 a person, and so the tour guide explained everything, and we had a couple of stops along the canyon, and some people. We're able to actually get out and get on a plane and like fly through the canyon or helicopter ride through the canyon.
Yeah.
Nice. I saw Iron Eagle.
Yeah, I wasn't doing that either.
Damn, Lisa. Wow.
And speaking of that, the place we went was called Eagle Point, and it's because the canyon, when you look out into it, it looks like an actual eagle with its wings spread, like the way the canyon is kind of
America shaped. Bird.
It's pretty cool.
America.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So I recommend it if you ever get a chance. Oh, my God. And it's very, how should I put this in a nice way? The outskirts of the Grand Canyon is very poor. So we went through a lot of little
shanty towns. So it's like the United States. It's good. It's ghetto.
Yeah, a lot of, well, not really ghetto. It's
like
opposite of ghetto for the other folks.
More like trash. Like WT? Yeah. WT? Okay.
Yeah. So
like Meriden for our listeners.
Right.
But no, and Sonia.
And Sonia.
Like basically whole towns of nothing but trailers. And the gift shop at the Grand Canyon, there was this one girl. I was going to get some, we were going to get some peanuts. And so we asked the girl, we said, how are these peanuts? Like, they're not too hot, are they? She was like, oh, I can't eat nuts. Look, I don't have any teeth. And she like smiled. She only had like one tooth in the middle. And I was like, oh my God. She had like a meth mouth. It was like, oh, you can tell.
So what you're trying to tell us is that you asked Metheny for peanuts.
Basically. She's like, I can't eat nuts because I don't have any teeth.
Is she from New Mexico? Because, you know, Walter White is crazy out there in New Mexico with that, you know, with his meth and shit, you know, for us.
I was born in New Mexico.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, Lisa.
But you can tell there's nothing in those, like, little towns.
Wait, so the lady was working at the gift shop?
Yeah.
Okay, like, well, she like had one a job. Places
to work out there, yeah. Okay. There wasn't a lot of businesses out there, so.
Yeah, she works there now until one of the illegal immigrants takes her job.
Illegal Indians, because it was on a reservation. So.
It was on a reservation.
Oh, yeah. You got to go on a reservation?
Yeah. I think I broke the law, too, but.
What, did you bring alcohol?
Well, that, too. They don't know about that. But, yeah, you weren't supposed to bring alcohol. But I guess you're not supposed to take rocks from the
Grand Canyon.
Yo, where?
Now you Chris, just hurt yourself.
That's what my brother said. That's my daughter. I told her. Wait, she said, dog,
where
that's
are the
like
rocks?
Evil.
Where, Chris, where are they? They're in the house?
Well,
Chris!
Bro, you brought some bad juju.
That's not bad. You did. Well, yes. Well, nah.
So then I threw one in the trash, and Steve was like, that's even worse. So she said, just ask the spirits for forgiveness.
That's not how that works.
Good thing my God doesn't believe in that stuff, so I'll be fine.
Yeah, but their God believes in that stuff.
Well, my God is stronger than their God. So.
How do you figure?
Because mine is the one true God.
Oh, Chris. Have you not watched any movie?
No, I guess
not. Did you not hear about King Tut's tomb? When you take stuff from...
What's a Grand Canyon? There's a billion...
Yeah, which is like...
Probably some Indian burial ground. Which,
exactly.
Well, they shouldn't
I'm sure that's the premise of...
What movie was that a premise to, Lisa? It was a horror movie where it was a Indian burial ground. They built a house on it, and the whole house was fucking haunted. I'm about to look that shit up. I knew that was like a horror movie from like the 80s or some shit. Chris, I've seen way too many horror movies, and you're black too. You know we die first.
Well, it's not real. I don't even know where it is now, but I had like two or three of them. I'll go skip.
Oh, Pet Cemetery was.
Oh, yep, Pet Cemetery. Yep. That's why I don't have a cat, because I was always afraid a cat was going to come steal my breath in the middle of the fucking night.
Oh, the worst part of that movie is when the little baby or the little kid is under the bed and he cuts Herman Munster's, like, ankle.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm all set with that, too.
Well, Stephen King. The bracelet from one of the Indians.
Oh, Poltergeist?
Poltergeist, yes.
Not real.
They're back.
Poltergeist scared the shit out of me as a kid, but it was the old white man that scared the shit out of me. It wasn't even the TV. That motherfucker just looked creepy. Like, he's the shit that nightmares.
Well,
do they have titties?
Chris, we can't go to your house.
But did they have what, Chris?
Do they have titties? Ghosts.
Now you trying to piss them off?
as long as they motorboat me before they while they try to scare me.
Chris is gonna get raped by a ghost tonight.
The title of this episode is Motorboating Mummies.
Motorboated by a poltergeist.
Awful.
As long as their head is faced the other way, because you know they're kind of ugly. So yeah, flip their neck around.
Wow!
I don't want to see that face.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
I can't go to your house anytime soon.
Hell no.
And Chris tried to get us to touch those rocks, and I no. Mm-hmm.
Pause.
Chris, like, yeah, rub it. Rub it for good luck.
I got something else for you to rub too. Your hands.
Go ahead, Lisa, put them in your mouth. They won't melt.
But they're like 50-year-old rocks. Like, they're cool. Anyway.
You like Chris is like that damn comedian and shit that was like, you know what I'm saying? I like rocks. So, yeah. Note to self, don't ever go anywhere exotic with fucking Chris because he might take some shit, plane will crash, go to hell. You know what I mean? All because this motherfucker wanted to take some fucking rocks.
You know? It's not real.
How many rocks did you take?
3.
16. Oh.
3?
Yeah, because I was going to give one to my daughter. She said, no, I don't want it.
I don't blame her. She's smart.
She was like, you're not supposed to do that.
That's why your daughter's way smarter than your ass. Ever.
Well, like I said, I bought something from one of the Indian women, so I kind of like paid for the rocks.
Native American.
No! Oh, yeah. Yes.
One Indian women, they're part of...
No, they're the original Indians, so you can call them...
They're not Indians. They were Native Americans. It was the Europeans that thought they hit India.
Well, my name is Christopher.
Yeah.
Columbus.
Really? That motherfucker don't count.
He got it wrong, though.
He got everything wrong.
Oh, God.
Don't even tell me.
Grand Canyon rock superstition. Yep. Taking rocks from any national park brings bad luck, often prompting remorseful returns with letters detailing misfortunes like accident or illness.
Oh, so I'm sick.
In Arizona, this extends to the volcanic Superstition Mountains near the Grand Canyon. Oh, God.
Lisa, we go to Chris's house show, and you know what I'm saying, you guys want something to drink? And then they'd be like, you know, he go get something to drink. We're sitting on the fucking couch. Somebody said, get out. this is all you going to hear.
And it is actually.
Man, Lisa, leave me. We out this motherfucker. Chris will come back with 2 drinks. Where y'all go?
And it is actually illegal.
Yeah.
Oops.
It's going to be 4:00 in the morning. Somebody going to be talking to Chris. Return the rocks.
Apache beliefs about thunder gods.
And I got a letter from the chief, the Indian chief.
You got a letter from
him? Yeah.
For stealing this shit.
Everybody got like a little plaque thanking us for showing up on their reservation with his signed signature. Yeah.
Was there a liquor store on the reservation?
No, they don't have those.
I know. Just the stereotype that Native Americans drink all the time.
What tribe is it?
Fakawi.
Hala. Hala Pala.
Walapai.
Yeah. You said it right. Walapai. Yeah.
I did?
Yeah, you did. That's how we said it on the bus. Yeah.
Lollapalooza.
Now you're making fun of them, DeMont.
I didn't take the motherfucking rocks.
Pretty cool. Yep. Home of Hawalapai Nation. Yep.
Havarti cheese.
Well, I'm about to email them right now.
Yeah. You know, dear Mr. and Mrs. Halloumi. Oh, wait, that's cheese too. I'm sorry. My name is Chris, and I'm sorry I took your rocks. P.S. I like the peanuts.
I got my rocks off with a lullaby.
Anyway, so I also went to a Giants game and Raiders game.
Yeah,
how was Raiders. That?
That was great.
Were there a lot of Giants fans there?
There were. Yeah, it almost seemed like Yeah, about 50-50.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a lot of Giants fans, but it was that was real fun.
Went to my stadium.
So I got something to not
appreciate that.
In Vegas or at the game?
In the game. At the game.
The stadium is still fairly new. I think it's like 2-3 years old.
DeMont? It's only a couple years old, yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the newest stadiums in the league, and no, it was pretty good. Had a
are the seats had a hot dog.
Very.
Okay.
Had pretty good seats. They were like $40 a piece or something like that. $60.
Wow.
So
that was good. So what's the craziest thing you saw there at the game?
Raiders fans are crazy.
Nothing really. It was pretty tame. Everybody.
That's
behaved.
Because we've been getting our ass weird. Kicked all yeah. season. So it's like none of us was amped and shit for that game. You know what I mean? Like you probably saw mediocre fans. Right. Oh, you're a Giants fan. Woohoo. Don't beat our
basically.
Ass.
Right.
You know.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Raiders play at Allegiant Stadium as well as the Running Rebels. They play there as well too. So gotta share it. But that's all right. I don't mind sharing. Hey, at least they fucking win. Give it up to the Raiders, though, for the number one draft pick. UNLV, Running Rebels.
Oh, okay.
Remember when they were big? Remember when they were big? Back when they had their Final Four runs and shit?
Back when I was in, like, 7th, 8th grade, we lived in Colorado, and there was a kid named Jesse, and he had the UNLV starter jacket, and I loved me some Jesse. Oh, I could just see him in his starter jacket.
You know, that's child molestation now that you're thinking about it. You know, you're older, thinking about
being a kid. Wow.
You're going to hell, Lisa.
Now that I think about it, oh, he's the same age as me now? That just seems weird.
Yeah. Probably still has that Raider jacket. You know? he probably still has that UNLV jacket, and he's thinking about. He probably thought about you like a couple months ago. He's like, you know.
No, he didn't know who I was.
Girl. Oh, so you were a creeper. I see Lisa looking around the corner.
No,
like,
we were in different. We were in different tracks. Like we had houses. Like not like. Well, I guess like Gryffindor and like Slytherin and stuff. He was in a different house than I was. Uh-oh. So.
We had that at my other high school. We
should have had that at Windsor. The cafeteria.
Oh, lunchtime. A lunchtime love. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he always ate the salsa verde Doritos.
Oh my God. You sound like fucking Alicia Keys and shit. You know, call him up, you know, hey, yeah, it's the curly hair girl from the cafeteria. I noticed you're coming on Wednesdays and you always get the salsa verde nachos with the hot chocolate. Yo, so speaking of that fucking song, I read that, you know, the internet, I swear to God, the internet, they go ham on everything. They broke down that song, and I guess in the video, when Alicia Keys said that Mos Def came in every Wednesday and got the special with the hot chocolate, do you guys want to know what the special was?
Isn't it like a tuna salad or something?
Yes, it was fish. Who the fuck drinks hot chocolate with fish? I was like, oh, yo, they went ham. I'm talking about his breath must stink and he got bubble guts.
Well, whenever I would go to Hometown Buffet, I'd always get the fish with the chocolate milk.
Dude, you got fucking titanium for a stomach lining, Lisa.
I don't really. I really don't.
Stomach sound like the beginning of Rack City and shit. You know what I mean? Like, good God. Fucking out of order, yo. That is terrible. That's nasty work, yo. You will blow a bathroom up. So speaking of blowing bathrooms up, Chris. Heard you had some, heard you had some abdominal distress.
You know, those evil Indian spirits. Got to
see?
Me.
No. No. You know it what it was, Chris? It was the fucking hot dog. Who the fuck goes eats all you can eat wings and then sucks down a hot dog on top of that? You were just tempting fate, sir.
Well, we had to finish all the hot dogs we bought in the last night, so I had like 2 or 3 hot dogs on top of the wings that last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa, Chris's stomach, it looked like a fucking witch's cauldron. It was bubbling. Dude. Yeah. Yeah, you never eat shit like that knowing you got a flight going out.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. But
Chris is like this, and it was at this moment at 30,000 feet that I realized I fucked up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude. Oh.
But I survived.
They have to land that fucking plane. They'd be like, okay, I'm sorry. The person that was in row 32, yeah, he fucked the laboratory up, so we're going to land.
Right. That's what I'm afraid of, too. Because I saw there was, I think last year, some lady, she couldn't make it to the bathroom on the plane.
Oh, I think it was a Delta flight.
Yeah. So she like sprayed the entire aisle, so they had to make an emergency landing.
I would have shot that bitch.
Those bathrooms get so much use on a plane. I feel like
I've never used the bathroom on a plane.
Really?
I've peed, but only if I really have to go and I can't hold it. Because one time we were like on the tarmac forever, and I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. Can I just go? And the lady was like, yeah. But you know who uses the bathroom on public like transportation.
Yes, we do. Stinking ass motherfuckers too. Yeah. Stomach. And I swear to God, they be the people that just decide, you know what? I'm lactose intolerant. Let me suck down a gallon of ice cream and eat a cheese pizza before I get on this flight.
And then let me do a couple shots first, too.
Yeah, you just gotta, you know, and then jump up and down and shit like Looney Tunes or whatnot. Gotta shake it up.
And I feel like a lot of people do take poops on the plane. The first time I ever flew first class, I was so excited because I bought my ticket, and then I was like, you know what? For $75, I could upgrade to first class. And I did. And I was in like the first row of first class, which is like right near the bathroom. And that was the flight that everybody and their brother wanted to take a shit on the plane. And so that's all I could smell in first class was shit every time the door opened. And I'm like, this is what it's all about. Yeah. Smells just like coach shit.
Well,
it does not smell like rosebuds and strawberry fields.
No?
No, not at all.
Okay. I mean, because I still have time to upgrade my flight when I go down to Florida the end of next month. So, you know, I think I'll just stay in extra leg room class, you know, versus, you know, meaty shit first class or business class, now they call it.
No, I don't. You know what? You got to sit in first class at least once, because the seats are so comfortable.
I'm going to have to fly first class to like a destination that nobody wants to go to so I can get like a cheap ass fucking flight. Because trying to go to Florida was like, yo, dude, I mean, I'm going to have to sell a kidney or some shit. Them flights were expensive. But it's all good.
Well, when I fly to Myrtle Beach, I fly first class.
Well, yeah. You got those, you fly what?
American?
Okay. As long as you ain't doing Spirit. Ooh,
No, Spirit first class is actually not bad either. Because I've flown in first class on Spirit.
Spirit first class is coach on every other airline.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Those seats are comfy because they're first class seats.
Spirit Airlines is the 2B of airlines, you know.
It definitely is. Although they're not flying out of Bradley anymore.
You see Avelo, finally bent, they finally bent the knee in regards to their deportation flights. And the motherfuckers down in New Haven were all protesting and this shit. They finally said, you know what? Yeah, starting in May, we're not going to be doing that shit anymore. So, yeah.
They were doing the deportation flights?
Yep. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Lisa, they boycotted the shit out of Avelo down there. Yeah, because they were ICE. They had a contract with ICE. They were pretty much like ICE would run raids, get them on a plane, get them the fuck out of here.
Who's the other airline that's stopping stop flying out of Bradley?
Breeze.
Okay. Yeah, and those were the two airlines that have direct flights to Myrtle Beach.
It's crazy, though. Yeah, that's why I'm flying down when I go to Florida next month, is I'm flying down Breeze.
So where are you going next month? Because mentioned it several times.
St. Petersburg, Florida. Going down for the Grand Prix.
Wait, when? Because I'm going down to Florida next month, too.
I leave out on the 26th. Motherfucker, let me look at my itinerary.
I know, right?
Lisa going to be like, y'all motherfuckers playing this shit left me behind. We did no such thing.
No, I'm going to Myrtle Beach in March.
But yeah, I'm going for the race. I'm going solo dolo. Been a while since I've traveled solo dolo. Can't wait. And then I'm going to Miami afterwards. I'm driving to Miami that Sunday.
Hang out. I'm going 27th.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, you know, we'll be in the same state together. Yeah. Just, you know, maybe I'll drive through Orlando on my way down and say, hey, no, yeah. I will not do no such thing.
Let's go take a selfie with Mickey.
Oh, you're going to Disney?
No.
Ow. Universal.
Nope, cruise.
Out of Orlando? Birthday cruise.
Yeah. Oh. Port Canaveral.
Oh, Port Canaveral. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say Orlando's kind of inland, but it's all good. It's yeah. Okay. So where are you going for your birthday cruise or pre-birthday cruise or whose birthday?
He's going to Europe.
Yeah, you're going to Europe for your birthday cruise.
Yep.
You're doing this early?
Yeah, no, this is for Rhonda. We're going to going on a cruise for her birthday.
Oh. Oh, that's very nice.
Where are you guys going?
I have no idea.
That's awesome.
I think it's somewhere in the Caribbean. I think it's going to like the Keys and then somewhere in the Bahamas.
Oh,
not Nassau. I'm not going to Nassau again, ever again. But one or the other.
Why not?
I've been there like 1,000 times, so I don't want to go back.
Yeah, that's the that was the island of choice that came up during a conversation when I brought up. It's like, so we should go on vacation. Where do you want to go? Bahamas. Like immediately. And I'm like, okay, we thinking flying, we thinking maybe taking a cruise.
I don't know.
Yeah. Swimming. And Lisa, you know who would have to drive, right? We're like, well, there'll be an excuse why she couldn't drive. You know. Sorry, it's whatever. So yeah, she wants to go to the Bahamas. I said Bermuda because I like Bermuda. Bermuda was really nice when I went. So I went there in 2012. That was really nice. My daughter wants to go back because she wants to go to the pink beach. That's all she's talking about.
I would like to go back to Puerto Rico.
Oh, you literally right up the street. Yo, go to Frog Hollow. I'm saying
good one.
you got Frog Hollow and you got fucking Parkville. You're good.
Parkville Market.
We go to Parkville Market, right? Get some all kinds of just you know, we get some arepas and shit or something. You know, I don't know. I never been to Puerto Rico. One of the kids is going to Puerto Rico, Lisa. The youngest, she's going to Puerto Rico. No, the eldest is going to Puerto Rico for a week, I think, with school. Yeah. The other one's going to fucking Disney and shit. I'm like, yo, these kids are going on these massive trips. I'm over here trying to scrape and everything to like, I went broke booking this fucking trip and shit. I was like, got the race tickets for $300. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a cheap vacation. Nah, fuck that. And fucking expensive ass hotel. Yo, when the hell did hotels get so goddamn expensive?
Well, what hotel are you staying? Like, are you staying at like
Lisa,
a name brand?
I was trying to stay at the fucking the same hotel I stayed in when I went in 2019, which was the Holiday Inn Express in Pinellas Park.
I like Holiday. I had bad experience in Pinellas Park.
It was the nicer section of Pinellas Park. I'm not paying $374 a night to stay in a fucking Holiday Inn Express.
No way.
You're fucking
retarded.
Wait,
how many nights?
Lisa, no, $374 a night. But race is 3 days.
How many nights?
So, I was going to stay. I fly in that Thursday, so I was going to do Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Leave Monday morning to drive to Miami. Yo, at that price, I was
like, crazy.
You know what? I don't give a fuck how tired I am after the fucking race. I'm getting in the fucking rental. I'm driving to fucking Miami.
Yeah.
The hotels in Miami were way cheap, half the price.
It's like $400.
How long you staying in Miami?
I'm staying in Miami, let me see, Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, leave Wednesday. Yeah, I fly out Wednesday evening. So just 3 days.
So what's on your itinerary? What's one thing you want to do when you go to Miami?
So I'm staying, I know it's going to sound bougie as shit. I swear to y'all, I'm not bougie. I found this hotel. It's dirt cheap. It's right down the street from the Clevelander, actually. Yeah, I'm staying in South Beach.
Okay.
So I'm going to the Art Deco Museum because that shit seems interesting. I want to check that out. I'm doing a tour cruise. And it goes through all like the islands and shit. I wanted to drive to Key West, but then I saw that it was a 3.5 hour drive from Miami. I didn't realize it was that fucking far. I was like, yeah, fuck that. I ain't driving that far. Nope. Can't do it. Because if I drive 3.5 hours, I got to drive 3.5 hours back.
Mm-hmm.
unless I find some floozy to stay with. But then I already booked a hotel, so I'm not wasting my money. Yeah, I don't really, I'm just going to play it by ear. You know what I'm saying? I said uh-huh. floozy. You know. Why you, I know something's coming, you know. Yes, I am.
What?
Yes.
I didn't say anything.
I'm confirmed. Yes, I am. This time, yes. This time, yes. Yes. Maybe not the next time. I don't have any more money, so there might not be a next time and shit. Yeah, we should take a no in between trip. We should go somewhere and then record an episode, like, you know, somewhere. We're gonna go to like Wichita, Kansas.
I think we should do like a road trip.
My nigga.
What? Maybe.
Who driving?
I'll drive. Don't say you we'll driving. Split it.
Bro, the way you drive, you put that motherfucker in sport mode, we get in the car and shit, balls be in the back seat. Car got more balls than my Mustang and shit, you know what I mean? Lisa over here leaving rubber when she, we went to that beer festival. I was like, oh shit, like, okay, made the tires chirp. If we do a trip, let's go to Philly. I know it ain't that far, but still, let's go to Philly.
Well, I don't know if I want to drive in Philly because I'm not going to be good at parking.
Okay, if you can fit in the back of the Mustang, I'll drive. Well, I'll just drive your car. Or we could take one of Chris's, slightly used luxury vehicles.
Yes, he can. Yeah.
No shade, Chris. No shade. No shade.
Haters.
Gently used, you know. It's okay.
Why are you laughing so hard?
Because Lisa can picture you going to the dealership.
Not funny.
Excuse me.
Where's your clearance rack? I would like to see the cars on clearance. Yes, your luxury vehicles on clearance.
Well, sir, you are in luck. We have a 1999 Lincoln Navigator. It's only got 297,000 miles on it. Chris is like, is that all?
Oh, my stomach hurts.
What amenities does it come with?
Oh, my God.
Oh shit!
And then and you can just drive it right off the lot into the mechanic.
Into the junkyard.
Oh my god! Oh, I'm crying.
Chris is like, I did not log on for this shit.
I didn't.
Comes back from Vegas and just gets abused.
No, we're not taking my cards. Haven't earned the right.
We could take my car, but somebody will just have to do the parking.
Lisa's gonna be like, Chris, where'd you park at? Oh, right up the street. Did you put the club on? Oh shit.
What? That club stays in the car.
What are you talking about? The club stays on the steering wheel while you drive it. I'm taking no chances. Could you imagine going to fucking Philadelphia and you're the Kia Boys show, Philadelphia chapter, you know?
Although they wouldn't be able to steal my car. They could still break into it. They just wouldn't be able to steal it.
That's what you think.
They would break into your car just to steal fucking, dish detergent and fucking laundry detergent and shit. Ooh,
and I got laundry detergent in my car, too. Man, but it's not the pods.
Oh, okay.
It's not the pods. It's like a smaller bottle. But it's Tide. Tied with OxyClean.
Oh, that really cleans, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry, Chris. We didn't mean to, like, you know, joke and shit like that. That's terrible. I need that laugh. Yeah.
You should have never called our cars working class.
Right?
Yeah, working class means that they work.
Oh, man.
Jesus. Shots fired.
It's all right.
I mean, wow. Yeah.
I'll get my warning light off my dash soon.
Oh my God. Chris. You cannot be driving a luxury car with the check engine light on.
Yeah, no, it's not the check engine light.
Wait, what is it?
It's a caviar light.
Really?
You're low on Grey Poupon, sir.
Well, it is a light for something that probably both of you guys' cars don't have. So my car, the headlights turn as I turn, like when I hit a corner, it'll turn with me.
Okay.
So I can see around the corner. So I guess one of those sensors is bad. So I got a little.
The Subaru does that.
Okay.
My Subaru does that.
That's not your Subaru. The Mustang doesn't
I make the car payment. It's my mother.
Oh, yeah, it's yours now. Yeah. Well, that's not a luxury car.
Oh, excuse, wow.
That's a working class car.
I'm going to go. I'll make sure I let her know, you know. It's a working class lesbian car, right, Chris? If I were at it.
Saw a lot of those in Grand Canyon.
Hey, yo. Wow. I was not expecting that.
No, they're good off-terrain vehicles. Off-road. Yeah. Real rugged.
Better traction in the mud, yeah?
Yeah.
One of those numbers?
Wow.
This episode is going straight to hell. Yep. Wow. Good shit. Good shit. But yeah, we're glad that you had a good time, you know. So Lisa, you said you're going to Myrtle. You got a Myrtle trip coming up.
Yep. Going to house sit and then vacation afterwards.
Vacation in Myrtle or vacation?
Vacation in Myrtle. Hang out with the parental units.
Okay.
Emotion
at the back. Bro, like.
Something's happening at the back door?
Somebody's Alexa and shit, you know.
Emotion in the backyard.
Your butthole has been utilized. Is everything okay, Chris?
Yeah.
No, it's probably the spirits, Lisa, in the backyard. Yeah.
Let me get those rocks back.
Ooh, you know.
Yep, now the lights are going to start flickering. If that starts happening, I'm just logging off. I want no parts of this.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our final episode. You can catch me and Lisa on our own podcast. You know? Yeah. Just
the no in between just, without Chris.
Yeah. It'd be just, you know, it'd be between. That's it.
Between, yeah.
I can't believe you did that shit, Chris. Don't took rocks and shit.
You want to see him?
No, I'm good.
No. No. Because that stuff will come right through the...
Chris, this hyper motherfucker that would have, like, a damn hammer and chisel, like, taking a piece of, a headstone and shit in an ancient graveyard. But, DeMont, it's granite. No. You better put them rocks on eBay, you know, spread the juju.
How are they? I don't want to see them, but how big are they?
They're small, like an inch.
Pause.
Inch by an inch.
Yeah, typical.
Why? But why did you take them?
Because I thought it was cool. Like, one of the oldest places on Earth. Well, I guess every place is about the same age, but, you know, it's the Grand Canyon. Like, those rocks were underwater, you know, 2 million years ago, and now I have it in my hand.
I guess, Chris, the next time I go to Georgia, I can just go, like, to a plantation and just... Pick some cotton.
There you go.
Bring it home and shit, you know, be like,
I did that.
Although, you know, cotton picking does kind of look a little fun. I'm not going to lie.
I did that in DR. It's pretty cool.
You picked cotton?
Yeah. Okay. On one of the tours, they had like a cotton field and they let us.
What did they do with the cotton that you guys picked?
Nothing. I just put it in my pocket.
They sold.
I don't even know if I was supposed to take it, but they brought us through like a.
I'm starting to see a theme here, Chris.
Well, the tour guide, I think he ripped off a piece, so, you know, when we kept walking, that ripped me off a piece.
It's not a Kit Kat bar.
Okay, I know. Bring me off a piece of that cotton plant.
I need you to stay home.
Give me a puff. Break me off a piece of that cotton plant. Mm-hmm.
Did you poke yourself, Chris?
No, I did not. I wouldn't have been a good slave. No.
Yeah, because those cotton things are sharp.
They're sharp as shit, yo.
You gotta be careful. Well, I would not know what it's like to pick cotton if I were back then, so.
I know, because, house ass motherfucker. We ain't having that conversation again. we already know where you land at. Lisa would be like Samuel L. Jackson and Django Unchained and shit, you know. Why is there a nigga on a horse? That movie was fucking out of pocket, yo.
I never saw that movie.
Oh, Lisa, you gotta watch that. Yo, I love Samuel L. Jackson, but seriously, Samuel L. Jackson he will make you hate him. That's how good of an actor he is. You will wind up hating his character in that movie.
Yeah.
Him and it is funny, Leonardo. But Lisa, no, you have to watch it because you have to understand where the meme came from. Yep. With Leonardo
DiCaprio. Where he's like laughing.
Yes. And it's got Don Johnson in it as well, too. Yo, yeah. Quentin Tarantino.
Like Miami Vice Don Johnson?
Miami Vice Don Johnson, yes.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, it's not on anything.
We'll have to have a viewing party here at the house. Not at Chris's because, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, not at Chris's.
Chris leave and go to the bathroom and shit, and Lisa, we get grabbed into the TV and shit. I'm going to be like, why my PlayStation broke?
Speaking of bathrooms, I also went to the Hoover Dam and where the bus dropped us off. They had like the little bathrooms. Tell me why. I guess there's no water in the bathrooms. So when you go in there, they have the toilets, but it's just a hole in the ground. It's kind of like if you're going camp or something. It's just like a deep ass hole and you just got to do your business. Hit the hand sanitizer and walk out.
Bruh.
Like it's like this all, is 26. What do you mean there's no
all
water,
that water.
No flush.
All that water at Hoover Dam.
That's what I was
they
thinking.
Couldn't spare a couple gallons to flush the toilet?
That whole lake need right there and it's like you can't spare a couple gallons, like just run
out. I can see Chris. Chris like fuck that. He gonna do a cannonball dookie into the fucking lake, yo. I'm gonna bathe
you
myself.
You know, now that I think about it, guys, I don't know who has it worse than a porta potty because you guys actually have to like look at it when you're peeing, whereas we can just sort of ignore it, but we have to sit down.
Y'all have it worse, but there is nothing worse. Dude, I gotta admit, where was the beer festival in Springfield that we went to, the Worthy? That porta potty, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad.
It wasn't that bad.
Dude, I've seen some horrible porta potties.
Where they're full to the top, like to the brim.
Dude, to the brim. And you're just like, wait, hey, Chris, is my little bit of tinkle going to be just right. That much to like send it over the edge? Because them shoes, motherfucker, them shoes will be left. I'm coming out, them shoes is coming, and socks coming off.
If I were driving, you would be left. Like,
you're not getting in my car. Yeah. So, Chris, do people have to wipe their feet before they get into your car?
No.
You got little, like, you know, you got little Bentley booties and shit to put on.
When I first got it, I did ask people to do that, but it's been a couple of years now. So.
Lisa, wait, here goes Chris. So... Let me see your socks. No. Them shits used to be white. Now they khaki colored. You got Docker socks, my guy. You're not getting in my car. Fucking terrible, yo. Yeah, we're still on that, Chris. I can't let that shit go. I'm sorry.
You don't have to.
Yeah. No? Okay, we can keep going? All right. Chris saving up for his MW. He was like, fuck the B. I'll just take the MW.
I hate BMWs.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something about them. Yeah, they're too chunky. Racist. Or something. I don't know. Yeah.
You know, you don't like German. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, I'm German.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I saw a video. So, because we have been telling jokes the whole episode. But there was a comedian that I saw on Instagram yesterday, and this dude said that he's Jewish, and he was doing a stand up. He was like, you know, my whole life I was taught to hate Hitler. You know, it's like if you see Hitler on the street, you know, you cross the street, you know, you don't look at him, you know, or if you got to be near him, you got to get behind him. He's like, we all know Hitler was an asshole. We all know that. He said, but I watched a documentary, 5.5 hour documentary. He's like, they told the whole story about Hitler, all the horrible shit he did and this and that. So little unknown fact, before Hitler died, he killed his dog. And this man said, he paused it, stood up and yelled, you know what? Hitler was a fucking asshole. He's like, out of all the bad shit Hitler ever did, it was how he killed a dog. said he's an asshole. I'm like, that would be me. That's how I was during the Diddy documentary. I'm like, yeah, oh, he beat on. Oh, that's terrible. He shouldn't have done that. You know. Which, by the way, when's the next documentary coming out? We need another one. You know, 50 Cent, if you're listening, you know.
He said he's going to do one on.
I'm going to say, who's it going to be on?
Fab.
No, LeBron. He said he's going to do one on LeBron. He said there's things that most people don't know about LeBron. That would be interesting.
I might watch that one.
Yeah. Mr. Clean.
LeBron James.
Or so we think.
No, if 50 is going to do anything, you know, I mean, to be 100, I figured if 50 was going to do any documentary, the first motherfucker he'd have done a documentary on was Ja Rule.
Right.
I'm sorry. Their rivalry is fucking just legendary. That's the shit it's going to be in the history books. There's never been a rivalry as Magic Johnson and Larry Bird's rivalry in the 80s don't got shit on 50 and Ja.
But why do they not like each other?
I forgot what it was, but they just do not like each other. And I mean, it's been years since Ja Rule's put out a fucking single. Same with 50, really. And they still beefing. I'm like, God, I mean, beefing like, I'll beat your ass beefing. That shit's crazy, yo.
Oh, I guess the LeBron James one was just a rumor. It's not true.
Oh, they're all rumors right now. He ain't doing nothing right now. He's just sitting back collecting that paycheck from Netflix because, let's be 100, fucking Stranger Things new season came out and then they dropped that Diddy documentary. They were Stranger what? Stranger who? Yeah, didn't anybody give a fuck? Everybody wanted to watch that documentary. Did you ever get a chance to watch it, Lisa?
No.
No? Not going to bother?
I did not watch it. No, probably not. I mean, it would have to be like a snow day where I can't leave the house at all. And then maybe I'd watch it.
Man. I would hate to have somebody do a documentary on me. How embarrassing is that shit? You know what I mean? Like, motherfucker hate you that bad, and they go dig up dirt, got video and shit. Could you imagine that shit? They'd be like, yeah, you know, we hate DeMont so fucking much, yo. This motherfucker used to be at Piggy's, and he used to have this fucking Miss Piggy looking ass broad there and shit. I was like, oh my God. Yeah. Those were not my words. Those were Linda's words. She said that Lisa looked like Miss Piggy.
I was not like, me. Jesus Christ. Not me.
No, not you. Not you. No. You were the good Lisa. You know, it's kind of like Wicked. You know, you were Glinda. She was Alphaba.
You know, have you actually watched Wicked, all the Wickeds?
Yeah.
No.
I still want to.
No, it's good.
It's a musical, though, so I haven't been able to.
No, trust me. It's that. Chris, I, me too. And I moved past it, and I liked it. There's only one thing though. I'm reading the book now, and the book is nothing like the musical. The book is
The book is a lot different.
The book is dark as fuck.
Right.
Very sexual, very dark. Very dark. Right up my alley.
Huh. Yeah. But you don't want to come to my house with my little rocks.
Nah, bro.
Make it dark.
Your not rocks are
possessed.
Chris got the occult rocks and shit, you know what I mean?
No,
he got the ones that they, like, you know, like the chicken bones and the bowl and shit. That's them kind of rocks and shit.
Do you remember the movie, what is it, Serpent in the Rainbow?
Serpent in the Rainbow, yes. That movie scared the shit out of me, too.
Yep.
It was a good movie. Wes Craven had a good run in the 80s.
I wonder if that's on any of the streaming platforms.
My favorite Wes Craven movie, well, outside of Nightmare on Elm Street, the one that made me laugh, it was supposed to be scary, where the people under the stairs.
Oh, People Under the Stairs. That was a good movie.
But The Serpent in the Rainbow was fucking, that was.
Oh, yeah. It's on Amazon.
Oh, it's on Prime?
Oh, it says on it. Wait. Never.
Ah, Amazon be fucking with you. Yeah. Yeah, Wes Craven was on a tear in the 80s, man. Nightmare on Elm Street, you know. What the hell? Yup. Though, it's just you. Wait, please hold. System processing. Well, that was weird. That was weird. You know, so we're back.
It's
you know,
Chris's
after this
rocks.
Commercial,
it's my rock.
It's Chris's rocks. It's already starting.
So
it is brief, already starting.
That brief pause, you know, was brought to you by, you know, by Roman. Speaking of rocks, you know, rock hard. All right.
This episode sponsored by Roman.
Yeah, that's what's up. So. We covered everything. What else? What else did? What else happened since we've been on? Oh, Nicki Minaj.
It's a new year. Yeah, oh my God!
That Nicki Minaj going to the UN. Yo, what was you about to call her?
I'm gonna call her Uncle Tom, but
yes, Uncle Tom. My friend called her that. Yes, I was like
that Uncle Tom.
This bitch out here caping for these motherfuckers because her husband and her brother
hot
are deep
stepping.
Shit.
Coon dancing for the white man. I can't stand her. Damn. She is. She looks like a joke right now, but whatever.
Hey. But it's okay. The Barbs. The Barbs are behind her.
Is it true she canceled her Instagram page? Like she closed it because of all the backlash.
She did, and she then lost. Came. I brought it back because you know they can't stay away. You know what I mean, like. Wow. Just wow. I mean, let's be honest, you know, her relevancy today is only because Cardi fucking straight destroyed her. You know what I mean? Like, and Cardi a real one, you know, shout out to the Bronx, you know what I mean? Because Cardi ain't give a fuck. Cardi was like, yeah, bitch, you're a nobody. You're a has-been. I never was, and it is what it is. Lisa's like, I'm going on the Insta. I'm on the Instagrams. Which, by the way, Instagram's crazy. My algorithm is fucked.
Yeah, my... You know, I'm really loving my Facebook algorithm because it's all, like... It's foaling season on horse farms. So it's all, like, baby cows, baby horses, baby goats.
That's interesting because I'm on my Facebook algorithm. I'm on cuffing season, and it's nothing but skinny black dudes and big fat white women waiting for their tax checks.
Oh, you want to hear something funny? My Facebook memories today. I guess
why
I posted
you sound
16.
Really loud.
I don't know, but 16 years ago today, I guess I posted. I'm shocked that my Black Planet website account is still active. And then DeMont calls me an ass right under it.
Typical.
16 years ago today.
16 I gotta, years
let me
ago.
See. 16 years. Still
if
calling
I
me
I have
ass.
A mirror, a memory from 16 years ago.
2010. Wow.
Yeah, that was 16 years ago. That's crazy. That's that is that long. I'm still holding on to shit from 2010. There was shit that was said to me and done to me. I'm still holding on to it.
You gotta let it go.
That's true.
Let it go.
16 years ago.
I might as well go to my memories too.
Let's see. Today has been so busy. I'm hitting up the liquor store on Park Street after work and seeing if I can get myself a Presidente. Then I'm going to Melissa's house. You want one, Melissa?
That sounds accurate as well.
It does sound accurate. Those were heavy into the piggies days. So,
dude, super.
16
heavy.
Years ago on this day, donde está mi novio? Oh man.
So we said 16 years, right? Okay, I'm 14, 15. I'm almost there. Almost there. Uh-oh.
17 years ago, I said, is looking for a drunken soul on an uncertain path. LOL. I don't know what that means.
Okay. So mine said, shakes his head. Okay. DeMont Bachelor has more meetings over the next 2 days than chicks coming out saying they enjoy Tiger Woods. Okay. Tomorrow feels like Rihanna. You know, who think they test me? Run through your town. I'll shut it down. Brilliant, resilient fan mail from 27 million. All right. That's great. Yeah.
I was laying in bed getting ready to play a quick game of Bejeweled Blitz. And then I'm going to listen to my hypnosis CD and fall asleep.
I said I was, you know, Vaughn is going to wear his Snuggie because it's a blanket with arms.
So informative.
But see, these are the types. Years ago. These are the types. But Chris, this is the type of shit you post.
Yeah, I know.
You know, Demont is working from home now. Like 17 years ago. Like that's you, Chris.
Yeah, needs to hit the gym today.
Yeah. 15 years ago, I like a man in corduroys. Swish, swish. That yeah. still stands true.
15 years ago, made himself a sandwich today. Oh my God. Is about to read a book.
17 years ago, knows if she were drunk right now, she'd definitely be feeling all philosophically depressed. I just made that up and would be making some phone calls, also known as drunk dialing.
Apparently 15 years ago, we were supposed to have this a snowstorm, and I was a little pissy about it. It says, you know, where's the storm of 2011? Fake-ass forecast. Ain't doing a damn thing out there except looking gloomy.
Well, sitting on his front porch waiting for Boo to poop. My dog was Boo, folks.
Just brushed my car off, and now I'm heading home to Bloomfield. All my people's on the road. Be safe, por favor.
When LOL. Was that?
This is 15 years ago.
15 years, yeah.
So by Bond Street. Thanks for the evening filled with Kinect, two-headed babies, no-face babies, eight-limbed Indian boys, and creamsicle drinks. Whippa! yeah. Oh, man. Yep.
Mine's just, the snow is just south of Hartford, right in time for the commute. Please note, if your car is stuck, use surface streets. Leave the highway to big boys. Because that's when I was driving the Grand Cherokee.
Oh, that same day I was like, people, if you don't know how to drive in the snow, then stay the F home. Road raging in Bloomfield, Windsor. And Chris liked it. Oh, man.
The good old days.
Right?
Memories.
Dude. Oh, wait, what the hell is this from 13 years ago? Good morning, social media junkies and timeline stalkers alike. Carpe booty. What the hell was wrong with me? I posted like Chris did. Like, what the hell?
I think we all did.
Yeah. I just kept it going a little longer than I should have.
10 years ago on this day, I don't care if you were born in the year 1969, your email address on your resume should not be your first name plus 69. It just doesn't look right. Hashtag guttermind. Hashtag new hires. Hashtag interview invite.
Wait, Chris, I got one from 11 years ago that you're tagged in, that I tagged you in.
What's that?
It says, about to record for an hour and then watch another episode of Sons of Anarchy. Damn binge watching and then sleep. Oh, Chris and D found who I would be, and y'all know it's true. He needs to die, like, a lot, after getting shot in the head and asked how he feels. Ravenous. Yep, my dude Happy is the man. Happy was my favorite character from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, I liked him.
Wait, Happy was what were nuts. We doing in 2017 where I said, Demont and Chris, should we start a tree? Yeah.
I have no idea. What?
And you said it looks like way too much fun. I like the guy who catches it under his leg. I want to be able to do... Catches what? What? Oh, my God.
What the hell, yo? Yeah, what the hell? I don't even know. Frisbee? Maybe Frisbee.
Oh, used to go to coaches. He said, thinks coaches is rocking right now. 14 years ago. Good old happy hour days.
We did have some good happy hour days back in the day.
Oh, a video of Miles rapping to Wu-Tang and Michelle's looks like she's doing the worm on the ground. Memories.
Oh, well.
Terrible. So, yes. Yeah. 2026. This is going to be a good fucking year. It has to be.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's definitely going to be a good one.
If our president set the fucking tone, I'm just asking for a friend. I mean, what's next? No. All right. So, where's our money going? All right. We got to, you know, we're all betting people here. All right,
oh,
Lisa,
wait. Can I just say something? On?
Oh, of course.
17 years ago, it's heading to Radio Shack for a new Bluetooth.
I'm hanging
three exclamation points.
You're done. You're done.
Okay, so what are we betting on?
What's next with Trump? What country next? Greenland, Colombia. Where's your money going? Canada.
Colombia.
I think he's probably going to try to go hard for Greenland. I don't know why, but I think he is.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think he's probably going to try to change the name of Venezuela.
You can't do that.
What the hell would he change?
This is Trump we're talking about.
Yeah.
Trump land.
Venezuela is a cool name for a state. Wait, hold on. How the fuck Venezuela going to become our 51st state? Puerto Rico over here, like.
Yeah.
What? Dude, you already got one Spanish territory. And I guarantee you, and I know this is going to sound terrible, but I'm going to say it anyway and shit. Okay, let's just play the game that Venezuela does become a U.S. territory. I still say that, you know, motherfuckers in this country would not allow them in here and shit. Like, get your illegal ass out of here.
Yep.
They're not letting them in. Yeah. Although Venezuelans
are light-skinned.
A lot of them are, like, fair-skinned. White-passing. Fair. Yeah.
Yes. So
they could get in because they could... People won't know unless they see their names.
Like the Mexicans? Because they're white passing, some of them.
Some of them, yeah. There's some white passing black people, too.
My gym teacher in Chris. Junior high.
Tiger Woods.
Never mind. Let me be quiet.
You're good.
You're already in trouble. Yeah, you're in enough trouble.
I know.
Yeah. Shut her down.
The police are on their way, Lisa.
I hope so.
Fucking awful.
Bring her straight to the White House. She can't wait.
In typical fashion, this is the third year in a row that we've kicked off the fucking year like goddamn wild children. Like just absolute, just wild fucking horses.
Just this is going to be a bucking. Good year, people.
Yeah. We ain't holding nothing back, man. I'm telling you, just wear a seatbelt. You know, or some, or in a condom too, because we don't need any more crotch goblins out there. You know, especially nearing our age, Chris. You know, we're hitting the half a century mark this year, which is fucking crazy to say. That's craziness, yo.
That's crazy.
I knew you when you guys were in your 20s.
Mm-hmm. We were spry young bucks. Now look at us, spry young bucks.
Wow.
Yeah, still got it.
Wait a minute. Yeah. So, Demont, we've known each other 30 years.
It'll be 30 years this year, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was tested today on how well I knew Demont, and I think I failed.
I don't doubt it.
No, I was just asked where you went to school, and I couldn't remember, like, where college. And I thought it was spot up in Infield, but yeah. I was like, I wasn't sure if he actually graduated. I know he went there, but
no, I dropped out.
Okay, see,
I'm a college dropout.
She was like, I thought you've known him for, you know, 30 years. I said, yeah, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Yes.
He doesn't wear like
you've known him longer
central...
than 30 years.
Yeah, Chris has known me since 1990 and shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's been a minute, Chris.
Yeah, so I answered the question correctly. Then,
you answered correctly. Yeah. Ding ding ding, you get a dollar.
All right.
Yes, it's official. I'm a college dropout. I'm proud of it.
Me too.
Well, I guess someone's looking for, you know, a little web work, so I'll talk to you about it later.
Copy. Yeah. So, Lisa, predictions for the year before we wrap this episode up. You know, we started out, you know, kidnapping motherfuckers and shit. How you think this year's gonna go? Aliens? What do you think? You know, what's up?
Ooh, that would be cool.
Oh.
What's your hot take? Come on.
No, aliens definitely are not coming to visit us.
Nope.
because we're not ready for that, and they know we're not ready for that.
Yeah, we're the trailer park of the solar system.
What is my hot take? Man, I don't know. I got so many things. Somebody else answer. I'll think about it.
What about you, Chris? What's your hot take for 2026? Where do you think we're going?
What's going to be the major news this year? Well, there's going to be a major earthquake.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Here we go.
There will be. It's going to be really big. In the United States this year, though.
It's going to be huge.
You think it'll be in the U.S.?
It's going to be in the U.S. this year, yeah. That's my...
Probably Connecticut.
Don't know where, but it will be continental.
It's going to be in Connecticut, just north of Hartford. Right off of, just slightly north of Hartford.
Right off of 91?
Yeah, where the epicenter is going to be. And all they're going to find are three fucking rocks.
And some gently used luxury vehicles.
Exactly. In the garage. With tools out. Okay, Chris, an earthquake. That's all you got is a fucking earthquake? That's low hanging fruit.
All right.
Here's mine. It's going to rain sometime.
No, we're going to bomb somebody else. Venezuela's not going to be the end.
Okay.
No.
Within the next 3 months, there's going to be another invasion somewhere.
So you're saying first quarter. Damn, Chris.
First quarter.
Wasting no time, I see.
Yeah, I think he's on a roll right now.
But this is what he did last year too. He came in real hot and heavy, like, and then he sort of like tapered and like just maintained.
Right. So he's done a couple of big things with Iran.
He's probably going to get us to side with Russia and start fighting Ukraine.
I mean,
I could see that.
Yeah, I could too. So mine's is like yeah. My hot take is Europe. I think Europe. Or Europe and the Middle East. I really think something's going to pop. Like, it's too hot right now. Something has to give. So somewhere in the Middle East or in Europe, there's going to be a pressure release, and it is going to be fucking ugly. It's going to be absolutely fucking ugly. Not saying it's going to be Iran, but, you know.
And it's going to happen when...
I'd say before the summer. The summer, which is scary, you know.
Yeah.
Still living scary times, yeah. But you know, at least we're getting closer to 2028. You know, I know you're counting it down. So
why? He's just gonna give himself another term. That man is not leaving. That man is not gonna leave.
What, Chris?
If he doesn't die first, he's losing his mind. I don't know if you guys saw his speech the other day.
They said the whole health, they had a whole thing about his heart and shit, because he's got these dark marks on his hand and shit, and it said something like with his heart or something like that. I was like,
listen to his speech from like 2 days ago when he was talking about the trans weightlifter. Like, he's out of control right now. Like, he was doing impressions again and was making all these faces of like a trans woman. It was bad.
Dude, he is a comedian.
Like, that's what he was doing.
I thought the only comedian that was like, you know, president of a country was Zelensky, you know, but nah, we got Trump. He funny. Our president, the comedian, he's got jokes. You know, Lisa's like, I don't like his fucking jokes.
I don't. I do not. I'm going to fight him.
Yeah, you're going to fight him. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have to hopefully get some guests for you guys this year. I know we had a couple of guests last year. I still haven't brought a guest on because I fucking suck. It's all gravy, though. I'm working on my peoples. I'm working on them. Hopefully, I'll see one of them when I go to Florida next month, because he's, you know, I'll try to talk to him. We will definitely try to do, we did not successfully do a No In Between in the Wild episode. That did not go as planned. We did try. You know, DeMont needs to.
Well, I mean, you guys were actually on a podcast.
That's true. You know, that's very, very, very true. But
yeah,
but you know,
wait, beer season's getting ready to start up again.
It is, it is. So, you know, we'll have to definitely do the worthy and the rent, you know what I mean? Like, you know, definitely. There's a couple spots that, you know, a couple local breweries we should we should definitely check out, you know.
Dudley Towns.
Yeah. Back East, you know. Hooker and Chris, not the type you pay for, except for the beer.
Waypoint.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, we'll have to, you know, spread our legs, if you will. I mean, brand. Sorry. My bad. So yeah, that's what we got in store. That's what we have in store for 2026. You know,
maybe we could do merch this year.
Spam cams.
We could do some merch. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
We could talk about our, you know, Lisa's, you know, the originator.
Don't talk about it yet.
Yeah,
we don't want our listeners trying to steal the ideas.
Nope. Yeah, the motherfuckers like got a pen and pad and shit. They're gonna slip up with the Krabby Patty secret formula. I know it. Not falling for that banana in the tailpipe. So yeah, no, we're gonna have some shit. Yeah, we definitely have some merch. We're gonna get some stickers. Lisa, I'll work on that in the obviously in the off season. We'll get some you know, stickers and shit, you know, for people to be able to follow us easier.
I would like a long sleeve t-shirt.
You want a long sleeve tee?
Yeah.
Chris is like, I want a satchel. I want a man.
Is that
purse.
Your Mohegan cup?
It is. I want a hat.
You want a hat?
Okay.
Yeah. No in between. Right in the front.
On your forehead.
Nothing's in between.
Right?
Between my eyes.
Chris gave that'd the doc funny. Back when he got his job back, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Da-da-da. Sorry. I'm not even going to drum roll myself on that one. That's fucked up.
No.
Anyways, so at least this episode, you guys can properly say goodbye to the ladies and gents, you know, unlike last episode where
we just had to cut it short.
You're done. And fade to black.
Well, later.
You're still continuing that into 2026, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's actually deep now because I'm sick. So later,
you're sick.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, you got that juju sickness from your rocks.
Chris,
yeah, that dust. That dust probably has like ancient
COVID
stuff. Yeah.
Chris got BC COVID and shit, you know what I'm saying?
COVID BC.
Yeah, maybe that's why I didn't show up on the test that I took.
You know. Yeah, BC, you know, yeah, BC before crime, you know, Chris has got it after crime. Yeah. Guilty as charged. Until next time, ladies and gents, you know where to find us at all of the socials. MySpace, Black Planet as well. You know, CompuServe. Keyword, no in between on AOL, you know.
ICQ.
Yep.
College Club.
Yeah, shit.
AIM. Rapture Cafe.
Here's my BlackBerry pin if anybody wants it.
Chirp me on my Nextel.
Yeah, right?
My razor.
Yeah, see?
Hold on while I slide up my sidekick.
Your sidekick, yo. I tell you. All right, ladies and gents, till next time. Holla!
Bye.
I love you, Chris.
Stop.